USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Los Angeles County Police are releasing more information about the suspect in last night's mass shooting in Monterey Park.
There is a male suspect that fled the scene and remains outstanding, described as a male Asian.
At a Sunday news conference, L.A. County Sheriff Robert Luna said other patrons in the dance studio where that shooting took place helped wrestle the gun away from the suspect. Luna did confirm 10 people were killed and 10 others wounded and in varying conditions from stable to critical. Both parties are reacting to the latest round of classified documents found at President Biden's home.
Senator Joe Manchin says the president should have a lot of regret. The West Virginia Democrat called the actions irresponsible on Meet the Press.
I mean, if I hold people accountable, and I use whether my chief of staff or my staff that were doing this, and I'm looking at, then I'm going to hold someone accountable. But basically, the buck stops with me.
Republican Congressman Mike Turner of Ohio tells Face the Nation that he wants to know why the president had the classified documents and who he may have shown them to.
This is going to be crucial, I think, to the special counsel's investigation and is connected to the Biden family businesses.
The president's attorney says six more items, including documents marked classified, were uncovered following a search by the Department of Justice on Friday. I'm Jeremy Scott.
A senior Democrat says President Biden should not negotiate with Republicans on the debt ceiling. Appearing on CNN's State of the Union, Illinois Senator Dick Durbin urged people to be wary of so-called GOP budget balancers when looking at the amount of debt accumulated during the Trump presidency. Fighting back tears, Priscilla Presley eulogized her only daughter, Lisa Marie, during a public memorial at Graceland today.
Our heart is broken, Lisa. We all love you.
Priscilla also shared a poem that referenced Lisa Marie's son, Brian Keough, who committed suicide in 2020. And the Powerball jackpot is getting bigger. No one picked all six numbers in last night's drawing. Mondays will be worth $502 million. This is USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to start the year right and keep that warm and cozy feeling going all winter long. Right now is the perfect time to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. That's $30 off and endless variety of gourmet choices, from incredible steaks, premium chicken, delicious pork to seafood. There's something for everyone, and every bite is backed by their 100% money-back guarantee. Visit omahasteaks.com today. Enter TREAT at checkout to get $30 off your order. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
The Eagles and Chiefs punched their tickets to the conference title games next weekend.
It was all Philadelphia on Saturday night, routing their NFC East rivals, the Giants. Philly gets the winner of Sunday's Dallas-San Francisco matchup for the NFC Championship. The Chiefs are in familiar territory, advancing to their fifth straight AFC title game, holding off the Jaguars 27-20. KC, though, with a scare, as star QB Patrick Mahomes was hobbled by an ankle injury.
For a while, I thought I could play through it, and then he said, I'm not putting you back in, so you might as well go get the x-ray, and then if it's negative or whatever, I'll put you back in. So I ran back there, got the x-ray, and was able to finish the game.
Mahomes, who threw for two scores, said he'll be ready for next weekend against either Buffalo or Cincinnati. I'm Jerry Varmash.
You've probably noticed it's costing you more to fill up your tank. AAA says gas prices are up a penny from Saturday and 11 cents higher than last weekend. National average now $3.41 a gallon. Well, even blood isn't thicker than money.
A Texas woman pled guilty to a felony charge and is facing up to 4 years in prison for stealing her cousin's $1 million New York State lottery jackpot. Iris Amador Argueta pled guilty on Friday to one count of second-degree larceny after allegedly stealing a $1 million winning scratch-off ticket. Her cousin asked her to cash in the winning lottery ticket in exchange for $50,000 because he wanted to remain anonymous. She told him the ticket was only worth $20,000 and took the $500,000 for herself.
I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you like burritos, which you do because everyone does, you should try Taco Bell's Chipotle Ranch and Salsa Verde grilled chicken burritos. These masterpieces start with a warm flour tortilla that we stuff with grilled chicken. But the real stars here are the bold sauces, Chipotle Ranch or Salsa Verde. In fact, the chicken is the stage upon which these sauces shine. Like this mic is a stage for me to spotlight my theatrical range. Two chicken burritos, two bold flavors, $2 each. Order on the Taco Bell app. At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations for a limited time only. Contact local store for prices, hours, and participation, which vary. Tax extra, loss, plus,